Amen. Thank you.
Amen. I want to pray before I begin for the sisters that are here today. Is that okay if I pray for you?
Yes.
Amen. Lord, I want to ask, and I want to ask you, Lord, to release the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would speak to the spirits of these women, that you would minister to their soul, that your spirit would call unto them, Lord, that they would hear the call of the Spirit knocking on the door of their heart, and that they would respond to you, Lord. And Lord, I want to bind in the heavenly realms, the spirit realms, I want to bind every hindrance. Every hindrance in their relationship with you. Every unclean thing of darkness, we want to bind it now in the name of Jesus Christ, that it will not keep these women from coming into the fullness of all that they have in Christ, of all that they have in this earth, that they would surely prosper, Lord, as they call upon your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If I may, then I'd like to bring another story to you from the Old Testament. We're going back way back before the days of Jesus Christ. And it's in the days when the Jews were taken into captivity to Babylon. Are you familiar with any of the history of what happened to the Jews? Of course, after Moses, after Joshua, after King David, after King Solomon, and there were other kings, and the people of God began to turn away to other gods and unto idols.
Yes.
And God was angry, and he allowed their enemies to come in. And the enemies came and they destroyed Jerusalem.
ያባቶቻቸውን ከተማ ታሪክ ያላተን ስሙን የሚጠሩባትን ከተማ ኢየሩሳሌምን አቃጠሉባት።
Many people died. And many, many people were taken into captivity. Taken many, many miles, many kilometers from their home. And they had to start a new life somewhere else. So this is the story of Esther. Esther was a young Jewish virgin. She was an orphan. Yesterday we talked about Ruth. Ruth was a widow. Today, Esther was an orphan. Both of her parents had died. Her mother and her father had died. And she was a young girl. And her, I'll call him her cousin, kind of her uncle. We'll call him her uncle. Yeah. So he took her in. His name was Mordecai. Mordecai, I don't know, how do you say it right? Mordecai, I'll call him. Mordecai was a good man. And he took good care of Esther. Now there was another king. Nebuchadnezzar was no longer king. Asharius, or however, Ashararus was the king. These kings had many names. If you go in the history books, he's called King Xerxes. And he had a great empire. His empire went from India to Ethiopia. Did you already say that?
No,
I thought I heard you say Ethiopia. So all the way, you know, when we say he was up in Babylon, he was up where Iraq and Iran, that was their kingdom up there. But he had conquered all the way here into Ethiopia. I don't know, 100 and however many, 120 provinces or something like that he had.
127.
There we go. Down here in Ethiopia were some of his provinces. And I am led to believe that there were some of the Jewish people that were living down here also. And who knows, you might be descendants of some of these people. You could be. We don't know where all our ancestors were. But there were Jewish people down here in Ethiopia. And we know that the Queen of Ethiopia, and it was called the Queen of Sheba, went up to visit King Solomon. You know that your late emperor, Haile Selassie, claimed that he was a descendant of the queen and Solomon. You know, Solomon had 1,000 wives. And she might have been, this queen of Ethiopia might have been one of Solomon's wives. At any rate, Haile Selassie believed that he was descended from that. Amen. So, what I'm saying is, Ethiopia is involved in the story I'm telling you. In the distance. Very, very long ago. Okay. So the king was a great and mighty king. He had many riches. And he invited all the princes from all these provinces to come and have a big party in Shushan. So the prince from India, the prince from Ethiopia, Egypt, Libya, wherever. They all came together for a party, and the party lasted for 6 months. And at the end of the party, the king had a queen. Her name was Queen Vashti. And of course, the king had his house and the queen had her house. And the queen had many maidens that worked for her. And I believe the queen also had seven chamberlains. They were eunuchs that were in charge of the women in the queen's house. So Vashti was a very, very beautiful woman. And in those days, the women didn't come to the men's party unless they had a special reason for being there. The king wanted all these princes to see how beautiful his queen was. So he gathered all these chamberlains from the queen's house and he said, "Tell Vashti, she must put on her best clothes, put on her jewelry. I want her to come and I want to show the 127 princes how beautiful my wife is."
Did
I say all that?
Okay.
That she was beautiful like you ladies are beautiful.
I was going to say that.
Oh, like
I was going to say she looked like you. Yeah, you were going to say that. Amen.
They are beautiful ladies.
Anyway, Vashti said, no, I will not come. Well, you can imagine, you can take this. You can imagine, these kings, you do not tell them no. A king is a king. His word is law. You want to get your head cut off? You tell the king, no, I will not. Well, the king was angry. He was hot. So he called some of his wise men together. I think he had about 7 or 10 wise men. And he called the wise men and he said, what will I do? What will I do with this rebellious woman? So the wise men thought about it. And they said, you know, king, Vashti did not just say no to you. This is going to cause trouble for all the other men. If she gets away with this without any punishment, then every woman in all the land will turn against her husband. There'll be no respect for the man. No, you can't let her get away with it. Here's what we recommend that you do, O king. First of all, you must make that Vashti can no more be queen. She was lucky, she didn't get her head cut off. So she got put out. We don't know where they put her. She got put out somewhere. And then the wise men said, you need a new queen. There are many beautiful maidens in Shushan. So, get all the beautiful maidens, the young women, the virgins. Bring them in to the house of the young women. Put the chamberlain, what was his name, in charge. It doesn't matter, I suppose.
Haggai.
Yeah. Put Haggai in... I'm saying it wrong, I know.
It's all right.
Put Haggai in charge of the women. and purify all these women, and then let them come before the king one at a time.
እነዚህ የመጥቅሴቶች በትክክል ደናገልት መሆናቸው ለራሳቸው በክብር ጠብቀው ይኖሩ መሆናቸው ለንጉሱ ከነዙስ ንጉሱ ምርጫ ቢያደርግላ አንዷ አግባብ ያላቸው መሆኑን አስተዋወቀ መቅረብ ይችላልላቸው አለ.
So the word went out throughout all the capital city of Shushan.
አተመልከቱ እነዚህ ደንገ ጥሮዎች እንግዲህ ባለ ባገሪቱ ላይ ሁሉ
Hear ye, all beautiful young women must come to the king. And Mordecai heard it. He said, Esther.
Do you see what's
happening? they want women like you.
ተመልከቱ እንግዲህ ሴቶች ለምርጫ ከቀረቡት ውስጥ ደግሞ በተለይ አስቴር ለዚ ነገር ተፈለገች.
Will you go?
እናንተ ብትሆኑ ሄድል ተሰጣችሁ ንጉሱ ከእናንተ መካከል አንድ ሰው ቢመርጥ.
She said yes.
ያስፈራል እንዴት ነው?
But
አስቴር ግን ምን አለች? እሺ ሄዳለሁ አለች.
But he said, don't tell them that you are a Jew.
ነገር ግን ስትሄጂ ያላት መርዶክዮስ ቀድሜ ያልኳቸው አጎቷ ሰደጋት ብለን የለ ስትሄጂ ለዝናር ጠቅስ አይሁን ነው ብለሽ እንዳትነግሪው.
Keep that a secret for now.
ይሄ ሚስጥር ነው ለጊዜው አሁን ዝም በይ.
Okay. So Esther went.
ሄደች አስቴር.
And I'm trying to find she went into the palace where the women were kept. Hegal was the keeper. Hegal. Hegal was the keeper of the women. And she found favor with Hegal. And he really liked her.
What did that?
And he gave her special treatment. He got 7 young women to take care of her.
ሰባት ሰዎችን ሰባት ሴቶችን አዘጋጀላት ሷንም በደንብ አርገው እንደገና
1 2 3 4 5 6 7 How would you like 7 ladies take care of every need that you have.
ሰባት ሴቶች እሷን ለሰው የሚያስፈልገው ነገር ሁሉ የሚያዘጋጁ.
One goes to get you water, one goes to get your clothes, one brings your shoes.
አንዱ ጫማ ያቀርብላታል.
Wait on you, keep you cool.
ሁሉ ነገሯን ይንከባከቡ.
Yeah, they took good care of Esther.
ጥንቃቄ የሚያደርጉ.
And so it came Esther, well, Esther had to be purified. All the women had to be purified. It took 1 year. And they put sweet oils on them and, you know, make their skin nice and soft. Then they put nice smells for 6 more months. See, these people were not in a big hurry. They take 1 year. So then, every young virgin had her opportunity to go to the king. And spent her time with the king. And when Esther's time came, they would give this woman anything she wanted to wear. She could wear diamonds, she could wear gold. The nicest dress, anything she wanted. And Esther said to the chamberlain, I go very simple, just whatever you think I should wear.
ምትለብሰውን ምትፈልገውን ነገር ለብሳለች ወደ ንጉሱ የሚያቀርባቸው ያንን ሰውዬ
And the king loved her.
ንጉሱ ወደዳት
He loved her more than all the other women. And so he decided she would be the queen. And of course he made a big party. So, in the meantime, there was another man that was working for the king. But before we get to that, Mordecai, her uncle, see now Mordecai, the rules were, when the women went into the, when the women went into the, shall we say, the woman's house, the harem, whatever you call it, no other man except the chamberlains was allowed to physically come into that house or to see them, and the women could not go out of that house. They had their own yard, they had a garden, you know.
በዛ ጊዜ ደግሞ ንጉሱና ንግስቲቱ በግቢያቸው ውጪ በውጪ ሊሆን ይችላል በውስጥ ሲዝናኑ እነሱን ከሚያገለግላቸው በሩን ከሚጠብቀው ወይም ደግሞ በቀርበት መልእክት ከሚላላከው ውጪ ማንም ሌላ መግባት መውጣት አይችልም ነበር
So Mordecai her uncle could not actually come in and sit down and have a visit with her. These were the rules that they had. They were very strict separating men and women. But Mordecai, Mordecai would always come to the courtyard outside the king's palace. And he came every day, and he would always try to find out, how is Esther doing? How is my Esther doing? One day, he was there, and he heard two of the chamberlains that took care of the king. He heard them talking, and they were planning that they would murder the king.
አንድ ነገር ሊያደርጉ ፈለጉ በንጉሱ ላይ የተነሱ ንጉሱን ሊገድሉ ሲያሴሩ
So he sent word of this to Esther
لأستر ملك تلاكة
And Esther told the king and told the king that it was Mordecai who found out this
ይቀርታ በተለይ በአንድ ወቅት የአይሁድን ታሪክ እንደምታውቁት አይሁዶች በሙሉ ከምድረ ገጽ ምን እንዲሉ እንዲገደሉ አዋጅ አወጣሃማ አዋጅ ሊያስወጣ ባደረገ ጊዜ መርዶክዮስና አስቴርን ነው እግዚአብሔር የተከተለው
So they investigated
ለአስቴር ነገራት አስቴር ደግሞ ለንጉሱ
They investigated and sure enough it was true They were planning a plot to assassinate the king
ነገሩ እውነቱ ነው ተገኘ እውነትነቱ ደግሞ ምንድነው ሴራ የተሰራው በሃማ ነበር ሴራው ደግሞ ሊፈጸምባቸው የታሰቡት አይሁዶች ነበሩ
So they took the chamberlains hung them killed
them
and then they recorded it in the royal record amen alright now the king had another man he was one of his princes his name was Haman Haman a wicked man, Haman.
Hama dekama yodekasona ben.
Yes. And the man was clever, but he was corrupt.
Hama tabanya imesilal gin betam burkete temolla dirgite yemiyarekseona ben.
He was always okay. Okay.
Nugusoy yale ራሱን እያቀለሰለሰ ግን ተንኮል ነበር
የሚያ flattering to the king
ያታለለ ይሞክር ነበር ንጉሱ
and the king promoted him he made him the chief of the princes
ንጉሱ ያው ለተወሰነ ጊዜ ተታሏልና
And because he was the chief of all the princes, when he went out into the street, the people would bow to him. They would bow as if they would bow to the king. Of course, when the king came by, everybody would bow. Yeah. And when this man came by, everybody was supposed to bow. Mordecai the Jew would not bow. Mordecai, I bow to my God. That man is not my God. Maybe I bow a little to the king, but not that man. And Haman was furious that Mordecai would not bow. Everybody else bows, they said, but that man. And then one of his friends said, he's a Jew. Oh, he's a Jew, is he? I've got a plan. Listen, let's see if we can get rid of all the Jews.
What do
they call that when they get rid of the whole race of people?
Genocide.
Wipe out. All the Jews. Wipe them out. Well, they said we have to do it the right way. So, let's, first of all, he said, he went to the king, and he said, O king, there are people living in all your provinces, and they're here in the capital city of Shushan. They're people that came in the captivity from Nebuchadnezzar. And you know, they have different laws. They believe their God is a king. And you know, king, they're going to be trouble for you someday. I think we should get rid of them now. They're going to rebel. They're going to try to take over your kingdom one day. Let's get them now. King said, okay. Listen, I want to write a decree and send it out to all the
provinces.
The king said, good idea. Here, take my ring, stamp on the, and send it everywhere. My seal. The seal of the king. Thus saith the king. Okay, good idea. All right, so he got together with his friends, and he said, now we need to do little witchcraft or something here. We need to roll the dice.
የተለያየ ነገሮች እናደርገው.
Draw the card.
የሚፋቁ ነገሮች የሚደረጉ አስማታዊ ነገሮች.
We need to find out the perfect day to do this.
እነዚህ አሁን ያልኳችሁ ጠንቋሽ ምናምን ደግሞ አን የትኛው ቀን ጥሩ እንደሆነ እነሱ ይጠቁሙን. እነሱ በሚሉት ቀን ላይ ያዋጅ ምን ይበል? ይሳለ.
So they did their augury. And it's 12th month. We're going to do it then. What day? Oh, 13th day. 13th day. Okay, so we write the decree. And we're going to send it out. Everywhere. And we tell all the provinces that on that day, anybody that wants to can rise up and kill a Jew. And we'll kill them all. From India to Ethiopia. Every Jew. Kill them all. Well, in the meantime, the king had a bad night. can't sleep. Oh! Chamberlain! No, I don't want to see the queen. I can't sleep. Is there anything I can read? Bring the scribe. Scribe, read me something. Read the records, read the history. I don't care. Read me something. I can't sleep. Okay, so he starts reading these boring old records. Here's the king that brought something from Ethiopia, and we gave him some gold. And this one brought some coffee from Ethiopia. We paid him. This one brought some spices from somewhere else. Oh, wait a minute. Here's another story. A big ten and the other chamberlain, they tried to kill you. Remember? And Mordecai the Jew heard about it. Oh, they didn't say Mordecai the Jew. They said Mordecai heard about it. The king said, oh? In other words, Mordecai told Esther and Esther told me? This man saved my life? And have we rewarded the man? Have we given him any reward of any kind? Shouldn't we do something? I tell you what. See if anybody's out in the courtyard today. Well, wouldn't you know, Haman happened to be out there. So, he said, call Haman. Have him come in here. Amen?
Amen.
So, Haman came in. And the king said to Haman, Haman, my friend, there's a man I really like and I want to do something special for him.
ለዚህ በጣም ቆንጆ ብዙ የሆነ ነገርን ስጦታ የሚሆን ምን ብቻ የሆነ ነገር ላረግለት ፈልጋለሁ አለ።
Haman, I would like to treat this man like a hero in the city.
እንደ በከተማዎች ሁሉ ላይ ገዢ እንዲሆን ሹም እንዲሆን ይሄንን ሰው ያደርጋለሁ አለ።
I'd like everybody in the city to know how much I appreciate what this man does.
በከተማ ያለ ሁሉ እንዲወደው በከተማ ያለ ሰው ሁሉ እንዲያከብረው።
What do you think I should do?
ምንድነው ማድረግ ያለብኝ አለ።
Now Haman is thinking,
"Am I asking about him?
Oh, it's me. He wants to reward me." What would I like the king to do for me? Okay, king. I have a plan. We put a gold crown on a man's head. We put king's clothes on him. We get the king's horse. He can ride on the king's horse. And then you will choose a man to lead the horse. And you will cry out in the city. This is the man that the king loves. This is what will happen to those who are loyal to the king. And everyone will be must bow when this man comes through. They all come, oh yes, oh yes. Haman was thinking, it's me. The king said, what a good idea. So Haman said, so who's the man? It's Mordecai. And you will be the man to lead the horse. And you will cry out. So Haman had to do it. Hail the Mordecai. Leading the horse. This is the man the king loves. Oh, he went home to his wife. Oh, he was furious. This is terrible. Now, Haman was so confident that he would get his revenge of Mordecai that he built a gallows 50 cubits high. 50 cubits. Let's say that's 25 meters high.
ተመልከቱ በመጀመሪያ መርዶክዮስን ለማሰቀል ነበር የፈለገው መስቀሉ ደግሞ በእኛ አቆጣጠር 50 ክንድ ያህል ነበር ርዝማኔ።
Do you have any buildings here that are 25 meters high?
It might be. I'm not quite sure.
I don't know. This big building next door, maybe the top of that building? Yeah, maybe.
እዚህ ጋር አሁን አንድ ቤት እዚህ ፎቅ አጠገባችን ፎቅ አለ ተጀምሮ የቆመ ምናልባት እሱን ቁመት የሚያህል ሊሆን ይችላል ግን
He built a scaffold and a rope.
ገመድ አለ ትልቅ ገመድ.
And he was planning to hang Mordecai.
ተመከቱ መርዶክዮስን እንግዲህ በዛ ላይ አድርጎ ለማሰቀል ነበር ያማ።
Now you don't need a scaffold that high to hang a man.
ምን አንድ ሰው ለመስቀል በመት ይሄንን ያህል ብዙ የሆነ ነገር መስራት ያስፈልጋል እንዴ?
All you need is to get his feet off the ground.
ምን ከመሬት ላይ ያለች እኮ ትንሽ ነገር
And the man will die?
ሰውየው ትንሽ ከመሬት ራቅ ብሎ ከተንጠለጠለ አይሞትም እንዴ?
But you see, making it so high speaks of his anger and his hostility.
ተመልከቱ ይሄንን ያህል ፎቅ ቁመት ያህል ያደረገበት ምክንያት አማ ምን ያህል የልቡ ክፋት ምን ያህል ተንኮሉ ከፍ እንዳለ
Now, when he went home and told his wife what had happened about Mordecai, when Haman went home and told his wife how he was so humiliated in having to take Mordecai on the horse, the king's horse. The king's horse! You know? That's like riding in the president's limousine. You know? She said to him, she said, if this has happened, I believe you're going to be in trouble. Because Mordecai is going to get the better of you in the end. She had enough sensitivity of her spirit to know that something was going bad in their plan. Now, when this decree that was published and written, when this decree went out into the provinces and into Shushan, Mordecai inquired, what is this? What is going on? And they told him that the decree is that all the Jews will be destroyed on a certain day. So he called all the Jews together and he said, we must all pray. We must pray. We must call upon the name of God. The devil wants to destroy us. Amen. Let us call upon the name of the Lord. Now, Esther didn't know about this decree. As I said, the women were kept in a special house. They didn't go out in the street. The people in the street did not come in to them. The only contact they had was the chamberlains, and the chamberlain was a eunuch. And the chamberlain could go out into the street, into the city, and then he could go back into the woman's house. So Mordecai got word by the chamberlain into Esther and told Esther what had happened.
Okay.
And Esther sent word back to the chamberlain, to Mordecai, and said, well, what can I do about it? And let me read what Mordecai said to Esther. Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Oh, okay, first of all, wait, I'm a little ahead of myself. No, we'll get to that. All right, here's what Mordecai said to Esther. Here's the answer. He said, "Do not think that you will escape in the king's house any more than all the other Jews." See, the king did not know that Esther was a Jewess. And the other people in the king's house didn't know that either. So Mordecai sent this word, "Esther, you will be destroyed too, if all the Jews are going to be destroyed." So if you hold back, if you hold your peace, if you be quiet now, then God will have to send deliverance from somewhere else, but your father's house will be destroyed. And who knows whether you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this? In other words, Esther, God put you in that king's house. God has a purpose for you, and this might very well be God's purpose for you to save many, many people. So the word got back to Esther, and she's decided, okay, I'm going to do it. And here's the message that she sent back to Mordecai. She said, "Gather all the Jews that are in Shushan and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days. And pray and cry out to God." See, I'm going to tell you, God is a God who hears the cry, and He hears a woman's cry.
Amen.
Amen.
If you cry to God like this, He will hear your cry.
Amen.
Fast and pray before God. And she said, let me see.
Last part of verse 16.
Chapter
8. No, chapter
4,
verse 16.
Oh, my thing got turned. I'm sorry. Oh, here we are, yeah. My page got turned. "Gather all the people, fast and pray, neither eat nor drink for 3 days or nights, and I and my maidens will fast likewise." And then I will go before the king, and if I perish, I perish.
Hallelujah.
Now, what she meant was, there was a rule that if you went into the king's throne, if you went before the king's throne, and he had not called for you to come, that you would get your head cut off. Unless the king put his golden scepter. So, Esther said, "The king has not called for me for 30 days. I think he's forgotten about me. She said, if I lose my head, I lose my head. And this is why you must fast and pray. If you want me to live, and if you want me to tell the king what's going on. So at the end of the third day, it says that Esther put on her royal apparel. She put on her best clothes. And she came in the door and she stood in the inner court. And the king saw her at the gate of the house. He saw her standing there. And he didn't order her head to be cut off. He put his scepter out. Yes, Queen Esther. Come, let her come in. Guards, let her in. Come, Esther. Come. Sit here. Esther, what can I do for you? Well, Esther is going to be very careful in how she reveals this to the king. She said, King, I want to have a little
banquet.
I want to have a little wine, a little food. If I have found grace in your eyes, will you please come? We can do this tomorrow? Okay. Oh, and King, would you invite Haman to come too? Nobody else? No, King, just you and Haman. So the queen left and she went to prepare her banquet. So the king informed Haman that they were to come to Esther's special banquet. Haman went home to his wife. Zira. Zira was his wife's name. He said, Zira, the king really loves me. Esther, the queen loves me. Oh, I am so great. I am so important. Look, I am going to a banquet and only the king and I are going. Okay, so they went to the banquet. And the king said to Esther, Esther, my dear, what is your petition? What would you like me to do for you? I will give it to you, whatever you ask, as much as half of the kingdom.
I don't know
anybody that's ever asked for half the kingdom. And Esther is still being careful. She said, King, I promise you, if you and Haman come tomorrow, I will reveal everything that is in my heart to you. You see, you put a little mystery into it. Get the king wondering, what is she going to say?
تجرمنا من حالته انا بتسي بصوا ما معناته دي بالبال يا قولي دام كمان ثاني كده
and by the way it was that night after the first banquet it was that night that the king couldn't sleep
በዛ ምሽት ነበር የቀደኛ ነው ንጉሱ የመጨረሻ እንቅልፍ አጥቶ ያደረውና ታሪክ ያጠናል
And it was the next morning that Haman had to lead Mordecai through the city on the king's horse. So as soon as Haman got home, they called him and they said, Now, you must come now, you must go with the king to the queen's house. So the king took Haman into the queen's house. And let me see where it is here. Chapter 7, okay. And so now they came to the banquet and the king asked again, Esther, what can I do for you? I will give you whatever you want unto half of my kingdom. Amen. And Esther answered, If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if I please the king, let my life be given me, at my petition and my people at my request.
ይወቴ በልመናዬ ይሰጠኝ ህዝቤ ሊጠፋ ተወስኗልና ህዝቤም በልመናዬ ይሰጠኝ.
My people. We have been sold.
ተሸጠናል እኮ አለች.
And I and my people to be destroyed and to be killed and to perish.
እኔና ዘሬ ከምድረ ገጽ እንድንጠፋ ተበይኖብናል ተወስኖብናል አለች.
But if we were just to be sold as a slave, I wouldn't say anything.
ለባርነት እኮ ተሽጠናል አለች.
But they want to do genocide and kill us all.
ለዚህኛ እኮ ዘር ማጥፋት ነገር ሊፈጸምብን ነው አለች.
And the king said to Esther, Who is this and what is this all about? He didn't know who the Jews were. The king didn't know Mordecai was a Jew. He didn't know Esther was a Jewess. So Esther said to the king, right there, she said, The adversary and the enemy is this wicked man Haman.
Yeah. ክፉና ሸረኔ ሸረበ ነገርን ያቀደ ደካማውና
And Haman became terrified. Now, the king was so upset that he walked out into the garden. He went out here to think about what am I going to do? In the meantime, Esther is sitting on her couch. Like this is the couch. And wicked Haman comes over. And he's begging, Oh, please! And by the time the king came in, he fell. And he was down on top of Esther on the couch. And the king walked in that minute. He said, Is this Haman going to force my queen right here in front of me? Guards! And they put a thing over his head and hauled him off. Guess what happened to Haman? The gallows. 50 cubits. Here's a cubit. 50 cubits high. Haman is hanging on the gallows that he made for Mordecai. You see how God turns the wickedness around? And the man who plans the trap and the wickedness, he gets caught in his own trap. But then Esther came to the king again. She said, King, the decree is still out there. What are we going to do about that law? And the king said, I don't know. He says, once the king has made a law, it cannot be changed. The law of the Medes and the Persians cannot be changed. Well,
but they gave
Mordecai the place that Haman had. They gave Mordecai the ring. And so they came up with a plan.
They
said, okay, you told everybody they can kill Jews on the 13th day of the 12th month. Now we're going to send another decree. And we'll tell every Jew that they have a right to fight. They have a right to resist. And other people as well can fight with them. So we will see what happens. So on the day of the killing, it wasn't the Jews that got killed. It was the people that hated them. Thousands. Hundreds here in this city, hundreds in that city, hundreds in another city. And it even went on the second day, and the Jews won the victory. By the way, it's a celebration they celebrate even today. It's called Purim. I don't know what their word, what you understand.
Do you have a feast like that?
Purim? A feast of Purim?
So. In the Coptic?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a feast of the Jews. And it's all because of what one little woman did, because she was obedient to God. Mordecai inherited all of Haman's property, all of his house. Haman had 10 sons. And all 10 of his sons were also hanged on the gallows. So all of the wealth of the unrighteous God has in store for the righteous. And this is a little picture. God is going to do it someday.
Yes.
If you are righteous, if you are faithful to God, you will inherit all things in the kingdom of God. Jim, why don't you add anything to it that I left out here?
Well, praise God.
Amen.
Well, the kingdom is the kingdom of the Lord.
መንግስቱ የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት ነው የጌታ መንግስት ነው
that God is offering to all of us
እግዚአብሔር ለሁላችን መንግስቱን ደግሞ ሊሰጠን ፈቃዱ ነው
for God so loved the world
ምክንያቱም እግዚአብሔር ዓለም ሁሉን ይወዳል
that he gave his only begotten son
ስለወደደ አንድያ ልጁን ሰጠ
that whosoever shall believe in him
ስለዚህ በሱ የሚያምን ሁሉ
shall not perish
አይጠፋም
but have everlasting life
የዘላለም ሕይወት ነው የሚሆንለት
So Esther is a type of the church.
Esther ye beta christian mesta.
All those who call upon the name of the Lord.
እነዚህ ጌታን ስም የሚጠሩ ሁሉ.
And the king is a type of God Almighty. Jesus Christ.
ክርስቶስን አንድ ቀን ወሰራውና የሚሉ ምሳሌ ነው.
Haman is a type of the devil.
ሐማ ደግሞ
ያጥፍቸረ
ምሳሌ ነው. ሰይጣንን ያለማጥፋት ሁሉ ጊዜ እንደ ሐማ በዙራችን ያሰራል
But God had a plan of deliverance.
እግዚአብሔር ግን ነጻ ያወጣናል ቀዳሚ
And that deliverance is for every one of us today.
ያ ነጻ ማውጣቱ ደግሞ ለእያንዳንዳችን ዛሬን በእጃችን
And the deliverance is
ነጻ ማውጣቱ
Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord.
ጌታን ስም ለሚጠራ ሁሉ ነው ነጻ ማውጣቱ
Shall be saved.
Amen.
So we call on the name of Jesus Christ
Hallelujah.
to deliver us from all evil. Because many Hamans, many devils are out to get all of us because we name the name of Jesus Christ. But God will save His people. Just like He saved Esther and Mordecai and all the Jews that's a picture of God saving the Christians all the Christians you know they're killing Jews
they're killing Christians
yeah.
they're killing Coptics
yeah they're killing they want to wipe out the name of Christ they want to wipe out the name of Jehovah God but God will save his people
ያደረ ህዝቡን ይታደጋል ያድናል
all who name the name of Jesus Christ
ጌታን ስም የሚጠራው ሁሉ
God will save his people
ያደረ ህዝቡን ያድናል
so let us call on the name of Jesus Christ
ጌታን ስም ጠሩ
for God to save us
ያደረ ህዝቡን
let us pray
yes and one more thing before he prays one more thing
አንድ ነገር እየጸለየ
and it was it, remember the words that Esther spoke If I perish, I perish. These Christians that are being killed, that are dying,
yes.
that perish, I believe they're going straight to the throne of God,
to heaven,
and they will have a great reward of the martyr. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jim.
So, I have decided to follow Jesus.
የጌታን መንገድ ይከተላለሁ አልናደርስን ጀመር
no turning back
ወደኋላ ልመለስም
no turning back
ወደኋላ ልመለስም ማለት ይሄ ይሁን
ማለት Esther said if I perish
አስቀድም እንደሆነ ያለችው በሞትም እሞታለሁ
I perish
እድንም እድናለሁ
but I will not deny Jesus Christ
ጌታን ግን አልክድም እንደማለት ነው
I give my heart my life to you today Jesus
ጌታ ሆይ ዛሬ ሕይወቴን እሰጣለሁ በሉ
that no man can take my life
የኔንዮት ማንንም ሰው አይወስዳትም
only you my life is in your hands lord
የኔዮት ጌታ ኢየሱስ ባንተ እጅ ላይ ነው በሉት አምላካችን
that you will save me
አድነኝ በሉት ጌታ
but I will not deny your name
አንተን እናስመናል ክድ ጌታ ሆይ በሉት
I give my heart my life to you today
ታውይ ልቤንም ለምናይ ላንተ ሰጣለሁ
I give you all my life
ሁሉንዮት ላንተ ሰጣለሁ በሉት
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus Christos Gita.
His blood was shed for me.
Yesu demani ne fasaso bal.
I receive you into my heart and life.
Bele be yoten diwolelni ketalalo qabalalo.
That you will save me today.
Dare adinani bal.
And you will save me from that evil that is to come.
Yaber limata kallo kefum alam tebekay bal.
Bless each one of these
save them
and protect them and keep them from the evil that is out there bad men keep them from evil all the harm that people want to do to them cover them now in the name of Jesus and protect them
We commit them into your hands. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember, great trouble is coming upon the earth. Great trouble, such as this earth has never seen before. You may not remember that kind of trouble in Ethiopia. Maybe your fathers, your grandparents remember these days of trouble. But greater trouble is coming. And not just to Ethiopia, to America, to every land. And you must remember the word that you have heard. And you must seek out the people who hear this word and who believe the salvation of God. Seek out these people to be your friends. And you can encourage one another. In the meantime, God is giving you a little time of peace and a time of prosperity. So take advantage of the good times that you have now. God bless you.
One more word.
When trouble comes, there's one thing that all of God's people will say. We will all say, God save your people.
Amen.
Amen.
So let us say it together, every one of us. God
save your people.
Say it again. God save your people. Say it once more. God save your people. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.